You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Sometimes people ask me, when are you going to retire? And I always respond, well, retirement's not in the vocabulary of a priest. But if I ever retire, I like the approach to retirement that I heard one gentleman tell me one time. He said, when I retire, I'm going to get a snow shovel, I'm going to place it over my shoulder, and I'm going to start walking south. And I'm going to keep walking until somebody asks me, what is that thing on your shoulder? And then I'll know where I want to be for my retirement. On today's like today, that's a very tempting thing to do to all of us, for all of us. On this last Sunday of Ordinary Time, before we enter the season of Lent, we're reminded by God once again that God loves us more than we can ever imagine, more than a mother loves her infant child, and that God wants to help us find happiness in life and for all eternity, just as a parent wants their child to be happy in life. But sometimes we don't completely trust in God's plan for us. And so, as Jesus tells us today, we do lots of worrying sometimes. And we find other things that we think are going to make us happy. Just like with Adam and Eve, the first human beings did not trust in God's plan. And they were tempted to follow another plan. Sometimes we too are tempted, and rather than let God be our master, we let power, prestige, or pleasure, or possessions be the things that we think they're going to make us happy. And we seek those. And we don't let God reign in our hearts and rule over our lives. And so we know that as disciples of the Lord Jesus, we seek to always put God first. But always conscious that that's not always the case, that's why the church gives us all a Lent every year. A time to reflect upon our lives and ask ourselves, what do we need to change to be more faithful disciples and to truly let God be the master of our lives, to truly put God first in our lives each and every day, each and every way. As we approach the season of Lent, I think we should look upon it as a happiness project. God wants us to be happy. But sometimes we think we know a shortcut, a better way. Lent is a time to call ourselves back to the right way, the way to genuine happiness, and lead us to the true joy of resurrection. For that's what Easter is all about. And so as we gather in smaller numbers today because of the very inclement weather, we gather in faith once again to proclaim that Jesus is indeed the Lord and Master of our lives. We know that we sometimes fall short of the mark, but yet we are still a hopeful, joyful people, as our Holy Father constantly reminds us, because we know that God's mercy is greater than our sinfulness. And that's what the message of the upcoming Lenten season is all about.